Express song. Broadcast live on your screens, away from the tear gas inhaled on your behalf by journalists, professors clamor, claiming deprived salaries. On our screens we view fistfights on parliament floors and we ask, will our democracy grow? We ought to know, this is no permanent flaw. When words flow, we only avoid laws if we respect by law that the high and the low have a right to speak and be heard. A freedom to speak at the peak, to pick opinions like rings of onions, because even bizarre opinions deserve expression. Observe the crowd at newsstands taking a chance reading. They stand hands held back like they were told, Tojikwatako. What if they were so touched by what they read that they ached with an itch for accountability? Because their leaders at the municipality are not at parity with civility. A biriga should not pee on streets. Officers should not be slipping suits for civil servants. Taxis can be slipping suits to Ugandans counting rings of successes after 30 years of power. In my taxi, a woman sleeps, mouth open like her tongue froze as she said, ah. She is a sonorous, she is an abyss resounding with sonorous snores. Free press, free press, free press. Indeed, some jewels are rare, like Joel, or if your tongue can rhyme with the music of Bantu syllables, Yoweri. Uganda has not lost face as some states with no facade of media. She has a semblance of free media. Media is a fat-bellied teapot brewed for you to imbibe. If your cup is full of reports of poor service delivery at the dispensary, you can empty your dissent at a demonstration. If your cup brims with promises in headlines such as age limit bill dismissed, computer misuse act annulled, you can tip your cup to URA and eagerly comply with the collectors of your cents. Uganda's contradictions, though, are rugged and unkempt like the afro hair of her people. She boasts of a progressively worded constitution and cries of perpetual poor execution. She preaches freedom of expression, yet bearers of dissenting views are gagged and persecuted.